On a recent Friday morning, Debbie Sobeck's fifth grade class at Kennerly Elementary School in St. Louis County quietly enters the classroom. These students are part of the millions of Americans who were either born after the September 11th terrorist attacks or were too young to comprehend the event. They don't know what it felt like to see the second plane hit the South Tower. They didn't gasp as they watched both towers collapse to the New York City ground. To those who saw it unfold, 9/11 is still a current event. To these kids, it's history. Debbie Sobeck.
We're going to focus on the fact that so many heroes came out of 9/11, whether they wanted to be a hero or not. And with all the natural disasters that we have going on in Joplin and close to us, that people step up and they do the right thing.
Kennerly Elementary is located near Sunset Hills. Teachers here will focus on first responders and heroism as lessons of 9/11. Sobeck and her students are beginning a week-long project learning about September 11th. She starts by asking a simple question.
What do you know about September 11th?
It was the day that terrorists attacked the World Trade Center in New York.
Absolutely. Alyssa?
Students know that terrorists flew airplanes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and they know that a plane crashed in a field outside Pittsburgh because passengers banded together and took control of the cockpit. Sobeck's plan includes a book called The Day the World Changed. It's written from the perspective of a young student. The kids sit quietly as Sobeck starts to read.
People all over the country were donating blood, while others donated money.
It was written by a Lindbergh teacher and outlines what happened on September 11th. Sobeck's lesson will not include photos or videos from that day. Instead, teachers are using age-appropriate books and educational videos. Suzanne Christopher is the principal at Kennerly Elementary.
We recognize that it's crucial to teach these difficult topics, and we work together to do that in a way that doesn't increase a student's sense of vulnerability or helplessness.
Later in the week, teacher Debbie Sobeck will show her students a short movie about 9/11 called The Mysteries of Life.
At 8:46 a.m., though, everything changed.
It's a video from an educational website called Brain Pop. It uses animation to show the airplanes crashing into the World Trade Center. Two characters in the video, a young man named Tim and a lovable robot named Moby, visit the World Trade Center site, reminiscing about what happened that day. The characters talk about terrorism, U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, and explain that Islam is a peaceful religion.
The vast majority of Muslims are nonviolent, and they do not agree with Al-Qaeda or its actions.
Martin Berkowitz is the Sanford N. McDonald Professor of Character Education at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. He says teachers need to be careful with how they talk about patriotism when teaching about 9/11. Speaking by phone from a conference in New Mexico, Berkowitz says teachers should avoid sending the message that it was American virtue that responded to 9/11.
A lot of the people who died were not Americans, and a lot of the people who went in and did heroic things were not Americans. So it wasn't a matter of sort of a parochial or a nationalistic bent. And that worries me because as in the shrinking world, the more and more we try to create this sort of isolationist notion that we're better than everybody else.
To commemorate the 10th anniversary of 9/11, students at Kennerly Elementary will be sending letters to firefighters, doctors, nurses, and police officers, thanking them for their service. Teacher Debbie Sobeck and Principal Suzanne Christopher hope that through learning about the heroes of 9/11, students will be motivated to reach out to communities in need as a tribute to those who perished on that day. I'm Julie Birock, St. Louis Public Radio.